Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Preaching about why you can become the leader of a small group fellowship. Why you can become the leader of a small group fellowship. Amen. Yeah. I'll preach. I know some of you will not listen, but that's okay. I'll still preach. Yeah. It is more judgment for you. Yeah. Matthew chapter 9, verse 30 says, the Bible says that, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they, that's the people, fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. I think if you remember, I've been talking about the vacancy, isn't it? That the vacancy of shepherds, people out there who need us, people out there who need people. Somebody would like to come to church, but they need somebody to invite them. They need somebody to call them. They need somebody to remind them. They need somebody to talk to them. They need somebody to pray for them. And that's what I'm saying. The Bible is saying that many people are needed for such a role. When Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. So it is the lack of a shepherd that has caused me to talk about what I'm talking about. And so we started by saying that you can be a shepherd because God gave the fivefold ministry, isn't it? Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11 and verse 12. I'm doing a little recap. And when you go to school, when you go to a good school, when a teacher comes to a class, he does a little recap before he moves on to the next topic. And the teachers around. If you're a good teacher, you do a little recap. You get it? So that the children remember what you taught about. You don't rush and then don't get good results at the examination. It's in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. It means that you can be a leader of a small group meeting, a small group fellowship. You can. You can. I say you can. It's possible. You know, you can because you have been given a pastor for all these years. You've been given an apostle, you've been given a teacher, you've been given a prophet all these years. He's been preaching, he's been guiding, he's been, you know, directing you, he's been rebuking, he's been instructing. And so you are already ripe. Ask your neighbor, are you not ripe? You look very ripe. That is why many people are not even in church this morning. The reason why many people are not in church this morning is because there's nobody to remind them. There's nobody to call them. There's nobody to go and say, you know what, come let we galan. You don't have people like that. Everybody is doing their own thing. The scripture says, for the lack of that, people are fainting. Not like Macau blackout. But people are tired. People are weary. I'm telling you, people are weary. If only you know, people are weary. People are tired. Some people are fed up. Some people have all kinds of problems. All they are looking for, all they are expecting is that somebody like you who has been coming to church all these years will pick up the phone and call. By the way, this whole week is visitation week. So today after church, we are going to visit people. Until 6 o'clock, you come back. I hope you remember. You remember? All right, only 4 people clapped. It's okay. May you never clap for the rest of your life. We're doing visitation. All the people, because somebody is somewhere who needed to be visited. And if you are mindful, you see that when you come to church, oh, that person isn't around. Oh, that person didn't come. That person is out. TikTok is not here. Where's TikTok? He's here. Okay. I didn't see the truck. TikTok is here. Okay. He came with somebody. Did you come with somebody? Or your children? Only your children? No, you can't only come with your children. You have to come with somebody else. Yeah, the people are not feeling good. Okay, one of them is not feeling good. All right, TikTok. All right, TikTok. Are you with me? So, I am arguing with you that you can't be a shepherd. Rolex is here. Is that Rolex? Rolex is here because I'm sure somebody called him. Yeah, there was a little boy when he used to come to Hebron. He used to dress up. Yeah, he got Rolex watch. Big time Rolex. He got big things. He want to be big things. Out. But somebody, I'm sure somebody called him this morning. Yeah, Leron. That's why he's here. God bless you. Is it Samantha Calvin? Samantha? That's okay. Yeah, God bless you. Are you not Samantha? The next lady? No, it's not the lady. What's your name? It's your first time here. Really? You look like somebody. You know the person I'm talking about? Who knows the person I'm talking about? There's a lady who used to come to church from Kitty. Called Samantha. She works somewhere on Lye Street, somewhere in Charlotte. It's Charlotte Street. Yeah, she looked alike. I thought it was her. Okay, you invited her? Danny. You and Pastor Danny. It must be one person who invited somebody. Yeah, she looks like her. I thought it was her. But that's how it is. If we don't have people who call people, Charlie, you have a phone. What is the use of the phone you have? You bought a nice phone. What is the use? It's pornography you are watching. It's TikTok. It's nonsense. It's rubbish you're using your phone for. You don't call anybody. You don't check on anybody. You have credit. Some people borrow digital money. When you send them credit, it's still minus. You have a nice phone. You have credit. You've been around for a while. You know what church is about. You have experienced God's mercy. You have testimonies. And you will not come. Wait until you meet God in heaven. If you go to heaven. If you go to heaven. And so, you have been worked on by these ministers that God has spoken about. Now, we also went on to say that the call is not a big deal. I told you how when I was growing up, you get it, it wasn't very easy to become a pastor. In your days, you are blessed. Yeah, at the age of 20, 21, they call you pastor. In my days, you couldn't be called a pastor at such an early age. You have to have gray hair. Don't you see that many pastors have gray hair? Yeah, don't people look at you and they say, you're a smart boy pastor? It's almost as if your pastor is a fake pastor. It's a Chinese pastor. You know, like some of us, our pastor is from America or from England. Yours is a Chinese version. It's the quality, the quality is low. Because people are not used to young people becoming pastors. So, but the call is not so much of a big deal. You get it? Because we are called. You are called to be a Christian. The moment you accepted the call of God, God was speaking to you, give your life to Jesus Christ. You gave your life to Jesus, you became a Christian. That's the call. God called us to be saints. He called us to be Christians. Apostle Paul gave us those scriptures. He says in Romans chapter 1 verse 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Called to be saints. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2, that unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Saint is a Christian. So we are Christians because we were called to be Christians. And so the call is not something that you have to go on a mountain, or you have to, well, many of us will never even go to a mountain for the rest of our lives. Because whenever I'm going to Letem, when I see the Pakaraima Mountains, I say, oh, I want to go to the top of it. But the driver can't stop because I'm not the only one sitting in the bus. So we have to go. And then when I'm coming, I say, oh, when I'm coming, I'll let them stop so I climb. But when I'm coming to, it's a bus. Everybody's in a hurry to come to town. You can't stop. Maybe one day when I drive myself, then when I get there, I'll do the sign of the cross. I say, Lord, thank you that I am driving myself. I'm stopping here for 25 minutes. I want to climb the Pakaraima before I continue my journey. Many people don't get a chance to go to any mountain to meet God anywhere. But if you look at Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. Not everybody gets that experience. And the fact that you are not getting that experience doesn't mean that the call of God upon your life to be a small group leader is a big deal. Tell your neighbor, it is not a big deal. And so this morning, for the few minutes we have, I want to talk about, again, why you can become a shepherd and understand that the call of God is very supernatural. You see, what I'm talking about is very supernatural. In a sense that it's God who is speaking, but you don't even understand or you don't even believe that it's God who's speaking. Do you know that we say we are Christians, but when God speaks, we don't listen, we don't hear? Yeah. Many people don't know when God speaks to them. It's true. That is why when Samuel was called by God, when he heard his name Samuel, the only thing he knew was to jump up and go to the pastor. Because he could not in his wildest dreams believe that God has a voice. That is why we don't hear God's voice. Because as I'm preaching, God is speaking. But because it's my voice, you block your mind to God and you open your mind to the pastor. And once it is like that, you walk out of here ascribing everything to me saying something and never God speaking to you. Yeah? When Prophet asked me to come to Guyana, who do you think was talking? Was it God or Prophet? It has to be God. When you pray for somebody who has a demon, don't you realize that what the person is saying is not a person, it's a demon? I see, that is the only thing we are able to recognize. We hardly recognize when God is talking. I'm talking about the call being supernatural. It means that, you see, that there are natural things that are super. There are natural things that are super. It means that the thing appears and it looks natural, but there's a super element to it, and that is why it is difficult to even understand or to decipher. It's true. If you meet an angel, a human angel, you will never know unless you are sensitive enough. It's not every angel that comes with wings. God doesn't work one way. Sometimes God will send you an angel just like a human being. It is the things the person talks about. That is what, if you think deeply about, it will make you say, where you know me from? How you know me? There's a super element that you are actually discovering or you are unraveling. Many people don't know that. The super element, the passing of the individual who God uses to take you to some places that you naturally will not be. It is a supernatural occurrence. I'm telling you. And so the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah, yes, Elijah was praying to God and he was expecting God to speak to him. So in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11, this is when he was expecting God to speak. Should I go into my Bible myself? It looks so. I hear all the machines are. I know humanly, people are just using it every day and they get abusing all the time. You have it? Are you sure? I shouldn't read my own Bible. Let me open my own Bible before. Because what I'm hearing from the machines there is. Yeah, 1 Kings chapter 19. Elijah, he says in verse 11. He was expecting God to speak to him, answer him. And he says, and he said, this is Elijah and his servant, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. I think that's expected, isn't it? When the Lord passes, what do you expect? Yeah, that's what happened. He says, go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. Now, it's going to be very difficult for you to experience a very strong wind and not think that. PJ, are you there? And not think that. Nobody's laughing at you. That's what happens when you marry a dancing star. You sleep Sunday morning in church. Yeah. Pastor Joshua is showing you the effects of marrying a dancing star. Yeah. They are even dancing and jumping on stage Sunday morning. He never jump on stage and dance. early retirement. When you finish, you should drink porridge. All right? Early, yeah. And you drink coffee on top of it before you come to church. Yeah. Yeah. Ragaman. You should drink ragaman, I hear. What is ragaman? You should drink ragaman, okay? You see, you're in the preaching. So when we upload a podcast, this one will be inside. Yeah. Yeah. This podcast, you must listen to it. And the Bible says, after the earthquake, there was fire. Verse 12. But the Lord was not in the fire. Can you imagine? Earthquake, fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of a gentle whisper. A gentle whisper, which is common. And when it comes to God, gentle whisper is not common. Then the Bible says, when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So, this is an experience Elijah had with God. Elijah was looking forward to God speaking to him through the earthquake. He was looking forward to God speaking to him through the fire. And none of these two were the mediums God used. God just, there was a cool breeze, the Bible says, and God spoke very gently. He whispered. The so-called normal things are supernatural. We tend to think that it is the bigger things. It is a spectacular. That's why Obia people deceive a lot of people. Many people go to Obia people because the things that Obia man, the pundit, will tell you to bring before he does something for you, it looks so supernatural. And people are always looking for a supernatural link. So if the thing that you are showing to them has no supernatural element to it, people are not affected by it. But I'm trying to tell you that the call is a supernatural thing. And it comes, it just comes out of my mouth. See, one day, the Lord told me something. I had a problem with a particular statement somebody made. You get it? In my presence. I had a problem with it. And I was thinking about, why would this person say something like that? And then the Lord spoke to me. He said that. Why are you so concerned about it? I said, I felt like the statement was somewhere. He said, it is me. I'm the one who spoke. So I said, he said, don't you know that person, the way the person is to you in terms of the church and whatever the environment, they don't have that power or audacity to talk to you like that. And that's why it affected me. Because I felt like the statement was some way. Then he said that, it's not a person. I am the one who speaks. That's why it was like that to you. Because I speak with authority. And when I'm speaking, you are nothing when I'm speaking to you. But it came from as a normal person, a simple person. And I felt like this thing that this simple person has said, it's offensive, it's too much. You don't respect. But that you don't respect, it's actually God who is speaking. How many of you have spoken to people or have related with people and you felt like they said something to you that was disrespectful? Did you know that it was God who was talking to you? That you even marked the person and said, this person, I ain't talking to you, the person disrespectful. You see, you've missed it big time. The Lord said, that person in their wildest dreams can never make such a statement. I am the one who spoke.
I'm the one who spoke. That's why it was so strong. That's why you were affected, you were offended by it. That's why you've been thinking about it. Because in your caliber and your status, a statement like that should not be made, and it cannot be made unless I am the one talking. I'm saying that it's the same thing with start a small group. Start a small group. There's no tender. There's no fire. There's no lightning. But it is supernatural. It is supernatural. I don't stand here and just talk anyhow. In fact, when I come and stand here, I don't even speak for myself. The things I'm talking about, they are not to do anything for me. Just in case you don't know. Which of the things I'm doing here does something to me personally? Can you tell me which one? If you go and you start a small group and you preach to people, what does it do for me? It puts money in my bank account? It makes me powerful? So you have to really understand that all that I'm doing here is very supernatural. I mean, I can speak. Maybe when I finish, we can talk and things like that. But when I come on stage, you should be very careful what you hear me say. And so the Lord spoke to Elijah unexpectedly in a gentle whisper. Because Elijah was looking at the earthquake. He was looking at the fire. Just like maybe before you do this small group thing, maybe you want to get into an accident. And then you want God to show himself to you. Then you come and tell me, Bishop, please, where's Bishop number? Reverend Leon, can you give me Bishop's number? I have something urgent to tell Bishop. Bishop, God is a wonderful God. God is a mighty God. Now you're calling me to tell me about God. I know God. You are the one who don't know God. Then you see that you now start to talk like you are a Christian, but you are an unbeliever. You have been an unbeliever for a long time. In the church by yourself, an unbeliever. You don't believe in supernatural things because you expect supernatural things to be something that will be whoosh. That's why an Obia man will cheat you and deceive you and take your money, because we like things. Are you with me? So as I'm preaching, it is supernatural. It is supernatural. There is a super element to the natural me as I'm preaching. There's a super element. And those who have ears, that's why Jesus will say, those who have ears, let them hear. Because it's not everybody who has a supernatural ear. That as he's speaking and as he's preaching and as he's teaching, it's not everybody who receives it the way it must be received. Why you can become a shepherd. And so be open to the call. You can become a shepherd if you will be open to the call. If you be open. Oh yeah. A young lady was telling me, Bishop, anytime you talk about this small group thing, JP, anytime you talk to me about this small group thing, I shake. She said, when my boss calls me to come and work on a Sunday, I feel happy because I don't have to come to church to hear small group leader. Oh, speak the truth. See, some of you will not say it, but that you are here like that. You say, I will never listen to what he's saying. I will never do what he's saying. Because if it's not like that, you would have been a small group leader by now, long time. Yeah. This lady, she's being honest. She said, when the last week when my boss asked me to come and work, I was very happy. Because this small group thing that you're trying to put around my neck is too tight. It's too tight. I feel like I committed suicide. This thing is too tight on my neck. It's choking me. So when I don't come Sunday, I feel okay. It's like you are fighting with a supernatural. Be open, oh, be open, oh, be open to the call. God is looking for people to send. Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Be open to the call. Be open to the fact that God is speaking to you through me to start a small group and then bring them to church and then pray for them and help them to read their Bible. Help them to listen to messages. Help them to pay tithe. Help them to come to church. Help them to be baptized. Help them to be baptized with water. Help them to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You can do it. It is a supernatural thing. Son, are you there? Is this supernatural? Are you going through a supernatural experience? It looks so. So anybody who thinks that is Bishop Collins, who's trying to do this, who's trying to do that, who is forcing us, who is pushing us, you have made a mistake. You have no ears for the supernatural. That is why when somebody says that and the Lord spoke to me, you always wonder how, because you don't have ears for it. And people like you need an accident to realize what you are doing. You need hospital. You need woodlands. This test, that test, that's test 240,000, and there's nothing in the results. People like you who is not open to supernatural things, not open to anything that God is doing. I said, people like you, it's like stiff-necked. It takes a big stone to put on your head. I hope there's nobody here like that. I said, I hope there's nobody here like that. There are people here in the church who have ears to hear the supernatural call and the voice of God. All I'm saying, God is looking for small group leaders. Every Thursday, meet, talk to 2 people, 3 people, bring them to church. That's all. I'm not saying donate a pint of blood. Donate 2 pints of blood. The way you look, right, it looks like you don't even have blood in your body. He will not ask you to give blood. You look at you yourself, you need more blood. Stand to your feet, please. Thank you for the supernatural. I pray that even by the time we leave here, some ears will hear, some eyes will see, and some senses will sense what you are saying to them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I mean, you're here this morning, you're not saved, you're not born again. You want to say, Bishop, I want to give my life to God. I want God to save me. I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, every eye closed, every head bowed, just lift up your right hand. I'll pray with you. Bishop, please pray for me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I want to be saved. I don't know whether I'll go to heaven or hell when I die. I want to be sure.
please pray for me. You can only be sure after a prayer that you are going to heaven or hell. If you are not sure right now as I'm preaching, you want to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, to Jesus. Come, baby. Come and let me pray for you. Clap for her as she comes. God bless you. I freely give. Oh, clap for her. I will ever love and trust. Oh, that's for the baby girl. God bless you. Present deeply. You want to join her? Sarah, clap for the baby boy. Wow, baby girl and baby boy. Surrender all. Oh, to thee, my prayer. Said Savior. Oh, two more baby girls. Clap for them. Oh, surrender. Supernatural is happening right now. This is supernatural. Anybody who believes in the supernatural should be rejoicing. Should be rejoicing. That something is just happening. That there's a supernatural power at work. That God is moving in the lives of these ones. Hi, son. What's your name? Nicholas. How old are you? 16. What's your name? Crystal. How old are you? You're 12. You look like a baby girl. What's your name? Denicia. How old are you? You're 12. You look bigger than 12. You're a baby. You's a baby girl. You's not big, you's a baby. What's your name? Saisha. How old are you? You're 14. You're a baby. Like a little small pepper growing up. What's your name? Denisha. Kedisha. How old are you? You're 12. You're a baby. Look at all the babies. I sense the Spirit of the Lord here, I tell you. Lift up your hands, babies. And pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I also believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive. I open my heart and I receive Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I believe by this simple prayer, something supernatural has happened to me. I am born again. I am a new person. My name is in the book of life. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this supernatural experience. And now, Lord Jesus, touch my heart, touch my life. Let me not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.